during Christmas time and the postseason, there are a lot of symbols in church. Flowers, a manger scene, a Christmas tree, people light candles. All these are symbols which help us express the most important thing, what is deep in our hearts. Why does a woman cry when she receives an engagement ring? Because someone gave her a stone or because she is loved? Why does a child cry? Because she hears the voice of a mother or a father. Because she's loved. Everything we give of ourselves, whether in religion or in civilian life, is a symbol of what is deep inside of us. When the basket goes around and you take an envelope and you put money in and you put it in the basket, is that about church business or is that about you saying, I work hard for this? I give it as a symbol of the love I feel for the people who are here, and let it do some good. When I light a candle, what am I saying? I love fire? No, I am saying the love that is in me is symbolized by that flame. By that flame symbolizes the prayers, because love is stronger than death. So anytime we come into church, when you see things, think of what happens in your own life. When you provide a home for your family, when your child gives you a gift, why does it make you soft in your heart? Because it symbolizes the love that you have for your family, that your children have for you, and all these things that we have here in church symbolize the deepest reality that is going on in your lives and in your hearts. And the songs that we sing are physical representations of how we believe in a God who cares about us and a God whose power is strong enough to change lives. A special word to children. When you look at these symbols here, think of the great responsibility you have to your parents and to adults. Children have the great benefit of not being calloused by life, of not being hardened and sarcastic and pessimistic. They are hopeful. They know many things are possible. But sometimes we don't challenge ourselves as children enough. When you look at your parents, when you look at your grandparents, when you look at adults as teachers, as professionals, as police officers, whatever station in life, you as a child, no matter how old you are, 5, 6, 10, 15, 20, you have a great responsibility and a great possibility to help this planet. When you see your parents losing it, when you see a teacher making a mistake, that is a great opportunity for you to be a person of character and to say, how can I help? Not just to sit back and say, let the world do something for me. You do something. It is understandable that we look at our children, and I speak to the grandparents and parents. We look at our children, and sometimes we say, well, they're just kids. They are. But challenge children. Challenge them to be better. Teenagers don't have to be self-centered and just think about their own lives. Young children don't just need stuff. They can be great examples, because they know it's possible, of thinking about other people, of helping other people, of looking at their own life and saying, it's not important what I get, whether people remember my birthday or not. Enjoy when people forget about you, because you are powerful enough with God's grace to realize you are great and wonderful because God loves you. And if someone forgets about your birthday, forgets to thank you, forgets to acknowledge you, what a great, beautiful position it is for you to become a great human being. Because greatness happens in silence, in obscurity, and in those quiet moments when you are left by yourself and you are challenged. Will I just think about me, or will I just think about also about other people? 그리스도 안에서 자유입니다.